Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about someone's journey from being stuck in a dead-end job to becoming a software developer in just 4 months. Pretty inspiring stuff.
Wow, 4 months? That's incredibly fast. I'm hooked already. So, what was their starting point? Were they already tech-savvy?
Not at all. They were working 60-hour weeks in sales. Hated it. Dropped out of college, and felt completely lost. They explicitly say they didn't even know what coding was at first. Just goes to show you, anyone can make a change if they're determined enough.
Right? That resonates with so many people. Okay, so how did they even begin to learn how to code?
Simple. Googled how to code. They stumbled upon Free Code Camp, which is where they started learning web development basics. HTML, CSS, and JavaScript.
Smart move. JavaScript's a great language to start with, especially for web development. But just knowing the syntax isn't enough, right? Did they talk about any projects?
Exactly. They hit that same wall. They knew how to code, but not how to program. You know, actually build something. Free Code Camp helped, but they felt like they were missing something.
That's where the real learning begins. So what did they do next?
Get this. They quit their job and moved to Korea. Minimized expenses to focus solely on learning. Talk about commitment.
Whoa, that's a big leap of faith. Did that intense focus pay off?
They found a YouTube channel and followed along as someone built projects line by line. It's like having a virtual mentor. They also used a resource called watchandcode.com. By mimicking and modeling, they actually started to understand the concepts deeply.
That's so smart. Learning by doing, right? What about the full stack aspect? Databases, servers, all that.
Yeah, they tackled that head on. They realized they needed to build a full stack app to truly grasp it. So they cloned Pinterest. Ambitious.
Cloning a complex site like Pinterest is a fantastic learning experience. Did they mention any specific technologies they used?
They used React for the front end and Node.js for the back end. And here's the really crucial part. They got mentorship. They reached out to the YouTuber and asked to be treated like a junior developer.
Mentorship is invaluable. Having someone to guide you and answer your questions can make a huge difference. What did that mentorship entail?
They used Jira for project management, GitHub for version control, and had regular pair programming sessions. This is key. It's not just about coding. It's about learning the entire development workflow.
Completely agree. Those skills are essential in any real-world development environment. So did they finally land a job after all this effort?
Absolutely. They focused on remote positions at small to medium-sized companies. Instead of just applying online, they networked and even offered to work for free to get their foot in the door.
Wow, that's bold. Did that strategy actually work?
It did. They got multiple job offers and ended up with a starting salary of $50,000, which increased to $65,000 after a probationary period. Plus, they got to work remotely. It all paid off in the end.
That's such an inspiring story. It proves that with dedication, the right resources, and a bit of hustle, you can achieve your goals, even if they seem daunting at first. What a journey.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for joining us today for this incredible story of transformation. Until next time, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.